Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7.
第二节到第四节,
verse 2 through 4.
And he
said, "Hear me, brethren and fathers. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran.
对他说, 你要离开本地和亲族, 往我所要指示你的地方去。
And said to him, "Leave your country and your relatives, and come into the land that I will show you."
他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后， 神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。
Then he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. From there, after his father died, God had him moved to this country in which you are now living.
我们再翻到创世纪十一章。
Next, let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 11.
创世纪十一章,
Genesis, chapter 11.
31节, 32节,
verse 31 and 32.
他拉带着他的儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。他拉共 OK。
Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan, and they went as far as Haran and settled there.
Terah 205岁就死在哈兰.
The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.
12章第1节到第4节.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 4.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”Now
the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。And
I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing."
为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上万族都要因你得福。And
I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。So
Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
再翻到希伯来书十一章。
Next, let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第8节。
Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 8.
到第10节。
Through verse 10.
亚伯兰因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同蒙一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。For
he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
17节到19节。And
verse 17 through verse 19.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。By
faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son.
论到这儿子曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
It was he to whom it was said, "In Isaac your descendants shall be called." He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received them back as a type. This concludes our Bible reading. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，每次我们来到你面前，我们求你实在给我们一个简单的信心。
Lord, we thank you this day for getting together before your presence, and we ask that you give us a simple heart. To believe that your word is the truth.
也相信你的话,
to believe that your word will do its work in our lives. That as we come before your throne of grace, may you have mercy on us. That what you have spoken to the forefathers, you would speak to us today. So that you would speak to us and speak to us face to face.
好像能够知道你的心意，知道如何生活在地上。
So that we may know and understand your heart and know how to live our lives today.
早晨我们把这一点时间一同仰望在主的手中。
And Lord, we want to commit this time into your hands.
你释放我们身心灵，一同在你恩典里面被你成全。
So that together our hearts may be strengthened in your grace.
一同在恩典里面被你所得着。
That in your grace we may receive more of you.
你宝血多遮盖我们一切软弱和亏欠。
May your precious blood cover our weaknesses and our sins.
每次我们来到面前，都是靠主耶稣基督宝血永远有功效。
That every time when we rely upon the blood of the Lord Jesus, there is power.
我们就能坦然无惧来到你的面前，向你祷告，向你呼吁。
So that in confidence and boldness, we can come before you.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 早晨呢，耶和弟兄姊妹再来看一个义人如何因信心而生活。
So again, brothers and sisters, this morning we are going to fellowship on a man being justified by faith.
我们说到义人必因信得生而生活这一节呢，是希伯来书里面一个重要的一个经节。
We have already fellowshipped that being justified by faith is one of the main principles of what's covered in Hebrews chapter 11.
因为这一节好像就把希伯来书分成两个大部分，然后说把两个大部分就连在一起。
So we can say that this book of Hebrews has been divided into two sections, or that these two sections have been joined together into one.
第一部分就是从第一章到第十章的十八节。
The first division we can say for the book of Hebrews is from chapter 1 through chapter 10, verse 18.
在这一部分里面，希伯来书的作者借着旧约许多的先祖们。
In this first division, we see that the author speaks to the disciples.
The forefathers.
So we see that through the lives of these forefathers, it is the work of the Lord Jesus.
这些是信义人信心的一个根基。
That this is the foundation of faith.
因着主耶稣他所完成的救赎工作，叫一个人能够因信被神称义。
That we see that through the Lord, work of the Lord Jesus, these men were justified by faith.
然后从十章十九节到十章末了，乃是一些鼓励和警戒的话。
And then we see from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, through the end of the book of Hebrews, we see the author has encouraging words to share.
到最后他说，只是义人必因信得生。
And then we see towards the latter half of Hebrews, it says, But my righteous one shall live by faith.
他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。And
if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
然后十一章呢，就开始讲到这些义人，他们是如何因着这个信心生活在地上。And
then we see in Hebrews chapter 11 that it is these righteous men who live by faith in this world.
所以从十一章以后是希伯来书的第二个大部分。
So then, this latter half of Hebrews is the second big portion.
说到这些义人，他们在这个信心的根基上，他们如何继续靠这个信心生活在地上。
So that we see that these men live by faith in the world.
所以在这一章以后，我们看见许多义人，他们在信心生活里面，他们是如何来学习，如何来经历。
So we see that these men were righteous and they experienced many things while they were living on the world.
So we see
that a righteous man not only is justified by faith,
he
also needs, by faith, to know how to live out his life in the world. So we see that a righteous man lives his life by faith.
所以保罗告诉我们说呢，我们行事为人都是凭着信心，不是凭眼见。
So that's why Paul says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
因为人非有信就不能够得神的喜悦。
Because without faith, it is impossible to please God.
来到神面前的人必须信神是，必相信，信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Because he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
所以我们看见神最喜欢的就是人来信靠他，来相信他。
So we see that God delights the most when people come to him to seek after him.
我们常常以为神喜欢我们为他做许多工作。
So sometimes we think that God wants us to do a lot of works for him.
但是我们从圣经我们看见神所喜悦的乃是人只要来信靠他，他就喜欢了。
But we see that actually in the Bible, what God desires the most is for people to seek him.
犹太人曾经问主耶稣说，我们当做什么工才算？ 当行什么才算做神的功呢？
And the Jews had asked Jesus, what shall we do so that we may do the works of God?
主耶稣回答他们,
and Jesus answered and said to them,
信神所差来的就是神的功。
This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.
我们中文是说, 信神所差来就是做神的功。
So we see that to do the work of God is to believe in him whom he has sent.
所以我们看见信, 相信神是神最喜悦的一件事情。
So we see that believing in him is what God delights the most.
有时候神的确要我们为他做一些工。Sometimes
we see that God wants us to do work for him.
但是我们也知道神乃是借圣灵借着我们来为他做工。But
we see that it is by the Holy Spirit that God enables us to work for him.
一切工也是他自己所做成的。In
fact, all the work that is done by God.
我们不过是他手中的一个器皿。
And it is, and we are just vessels for God.
借着我们来成就神所要做的工作。
We are vessels to accomplish the work of God.
那另外一方面，我们看见信心也是一种属灵的看见。
And on the other side, we see that faith is a way of seeing with your spiritual eyes.
看见主耶稣这位神的儿子，他为我们成就救赎的工作。
So that we see that Jesus, the Son of God, accomplished the redemptive work.
这是我们信心的一个根基。
This is a foundation of our faith.
所以我们看见第一个义人亚伯。
So we see the first righteous man, Abel.
他看见 人只有借着羔羊的血才能够来到神面前。
We see that it is only through the blood of the lamb that he is justified.
所以他借着献上羔羊来显明他里面的信心。
So he offered up the lamb in, as a, in working hand in hand with his faith.
而以诺的信心呢? 以诺的看见是什么呢?
And what did Enoch see?
以诺是看见他所生的这个儿子马土沙拉有一天死的时候。
Enoch saw that one day when his son Methuselah would die,
有洪水的审判要临到,
that the flood would come upon the earth.
所以他就动了敬畏的心,
so he had a reverent heart.
Well, 他就是以神同行,
and he walked with God.
他就不再走自己的道路,
he no longer walked according to his own
而是跟随神,
way, but he followed the Lord.
而是以神同行,
and he walked with God.
而挪亚的信心, 他的看见是什么呢?
And what is the faith of Noah? What did he see?
他乃是看见将来有一个洪水的审判要临到。He
saw that in the days to come, the flood would come.
所以他在那里就起了敬畏的心，在预备方舟。So
with a reverent heart, he prepared the ark.
不仅叫他得救，也叫他全家八口一同得救。So
not only was he saved, but the entire household of eight people were saved.
而能逃避将来洪水的审判。In
order to be saved from the judgment of the flood.
他们这样的信心呢？ 就改变了他们整个人的生活。And
this faith changed and transformed their lives.
所以我们看见一个有信心的人, 他生活必会改变。So
we see that a man of faith, the results are that his life will change.
这个就是雅各书所告诉我们的。And
this is what the book of James tells us.
信心必有行为。That
faith has to have works.
没有信心的信心是一个死的信心。Because
faith without works is a dead faith.
正如一个人身体没有灵魂是死的。
For just as the body without the spirit is dead.
主耶稣讲到说信心好像一个一粒芥菜种子。
And the Lord Jesus said that faith is like a mustard seed.
说到这个信心是像是一个生命，是一个活的东西。
That faith is a living thing.
所以这个信心它是会成长的。
So faith will grow.
所以保罗告诉我们说呢，信心的度量有大有小。
So Paul has taught us that faith, there's different measures of faith. There's great and small faith.
表明说这个信心是一个生命，所以它会成长的，可能从小，然后就慢慢就增大了。
Because faith can grow, it can start small, but over time, faith can grow.
所以这个就是说，为什么我们需要更多追求主、认识主、得着主？
This is why we need to pursue after the Lord to seek Him to try to.
就是叫我们这个属灵生命能够长大，自然而然我们这个信心就能够长大。So
that our spiritual life can grow, so that our faith can grow.
这样的长大就叫我们属灵生活、信心的生活就有一个美好的表现、美好的见证。
So that as our spiritual life grows, we can be a good witness, and our faith can be a good witness.
所以我们看这些信心的见证人，因着他们有一个美好的见证，神就把他们摆在这个信心行列的信心见证的行列里面。So
we see that these witnesses of faith, because they live the life of faith, we see the procession in which they're listed.
那我们早晨继续来看另外一个信心的见证人亚伯拉罕。So
now we want to take a look at another witness of faith, Abraham.
圣经记载亚伯拉罕事迹非常多。
There's a lot of things recorded about Abraham.
创世纪从12章到25章都是记载亚伯拉罕的故事。
From Genesis chapter 12 through Genesis chapter 25, it records the story, the life of Abraham.
他被称为信心之父。
Registers his credit to him because of his faith.
保罗在罗马书第4章也用亚伯拉罕信心称义的这件事情作为一个信心称义的一个表样。
And we also see that in Romans chapter 4, Paul uses the faith of Abraham as an example.
说到称人称义乃是神白白的一个恩典。
That for a man to be justified, it is purely by God's grace.
不是工价。
Not because of a wage.
因为做工得工价是该得的。
Because to the one who works, his wage is not it's due to him.
唯有称那个叫罪人。 唯一的那位神，so
that
他信就算为，就是被算为义。
So it is because of faith that a sinner has that it is credited to him as righteousness.
亚伯拉罕因着信神，神就称他为义。
Because Abraham believed in God, he was justified by faith.
亚伯拉罕没有做任何事情，他只相信神，神就称他为义。
Abraham didn't have to do anything. All he had to do was believe in God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
所以到了，加拉太书使徒保罗也告诉我们。So
then, in the book of Galatians, Paul also tells us.
他说，照着亚伯拉罕信因信称义这个原则，以信为本的人。That
this faith of Abraham applies to everyone.
就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。That
these are the sons of Abraham.
所以我们知道，我们每一个相信主。 被神称义的人都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So now we know that all of us who believe in the Lord, who are of the faith, are also sons of Abraham.
我们都是亚伯拉罕属灵的子孙。
We are the spiritual sons of Abraham.
他是我们信心的祖宗。
He is the forefather of our faith.
那我们从亚伯拉罕历史里面看见他信心的生活。
So from the life of Abraham, we see how faith applies.
虽然他是信心之父。
Even though he is the father of faith,
但是我们从他信心的生活，我们看见他信心是常有起伏的。
But from his life of faith, we see that it persists.
说到这个信心是需要经过试验的。
That this faith needs to be tested.
所以在创世纪记载说，当迦南地有一天饥荒的时候，他就下到埃及去。
So that's why in Genesis it says that during the famine he went down to Egypt.
他离开他应该站的地位迦南那个地方，
He should have stayed in Canaan.
而到了埃及以后呢，他在埃及法老面前又撒了一个谎，
But then when he was in Egypt before Pharaoh, he told a lie.
称他妻子为妹子，
He said that Sarah, his wife, was actually his sister.
我们也看见神曾经允许他要生一个儿子，这个儿子要带出许多的子孙来。
And we saw that God promised Abraham a son, Isaac, and through Isaac, that is where his descendants would come from.
但是我们看见他不能够等候神的时间。But
we saw that Abraham could not wait for God's
time. 他凭着自己娶了使女夏甲，生出了以实玛利。
By his own power, Abraham decided to take his Egyptian servant Hagar as a wife.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕在信心的生活里面的确有许多失败，许多软弱。
So we see that in Abraham's life, he did fall and he did have weaknesses.
但是经过每一次失败，每一次软弱，我们看见神的恩典的扶持仍然在他身上。
But we see that even though through all these trials and weaknesses that Abraham had, God still supported him by his grace.
让他能够继续往前走。
So that Abraham could continue to proceed forward.
让我们看见他的信心是一点一点的成长。
So that we can see that little by little, Abraham's faith grew.
最后能够这个信心好像能够完全的显明出来。
And then in the end, we see that Abraham's faith was manifest.
所以我们看见信心是需要，信心的生活是需要一生我们来学习的。
So we see that a life of faith is a continual life of learning.
因着一步一步的学习，一步一步的经历各种环境的试验。
That every day, step by step, we encounter various trials and different ways to increase our faith.
叫我们的信心能够渐渐的增长。
So that our faith can gradually grow.
叫我们的属灵生命能够成熟老练起来。
So that our spiritual maturity may grow and mature.
我们看见信心的生活是我们一生所要学习的功课。
So we see that this life of faith is a homework that we will forever need to learn.
那在希伯来书里面讲到亚伯拉罕信心的时候，
So then in the book of Hebrews, when it speaks of Abraham's faith,
我们看见他的信心特别显在他顺从这件事情上。
We see that his faith is made most clear through his obedience.
从他因信蒙召遵命出去。
That when he was called to the place,
到最后他因着信把他儿子完全献在祭坛上。
And that it was by faith that he offered up his son Isaac on the altar.
他信心达到一个最高峰。
And there, that's when his faith achieved the climax.
完全顺从神的吩咐，把他的所爱的独生的儿子以撒献上。
That he completely obeyed and submitted to God's command that by fully offering up his only begotten son Isaac.
而借着献上以撒，
that when he offered up Isaac,
这位表明主耶稣基督神的儿子来到地上。
This represented God's only begotten son, the Lord Jesus coming to earth.
他是如何的遵行顺服父的旨意。
He was completely obedient to God's will.
最后啊，把他自己献在祭坛上，成就神永远的救赎工作。
So obedient to the point that he offered himself willingly on the cross to accomplish God's work.
借着以亚伯拉罕这个信心的献上，就把神的心意在那把它发表出来。
And through Abraham's obedience by faith to offer up Isaac, we see that Abraham's faith was revealed.
那我们看在希伯来书十一章里面讲到亚伯拉罕信心的时候。
And so in Hebrews chapter 11, when we read about Abraham's faith,
三次提到因着信，因着信。
Three times it records by faith, by faith.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去往将来要得为业地方去。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for inheritance.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
And it was by faith that he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land dwelling in tents.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。
And it was by faith that Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac.
我们看亚伯拉罕因着信，他遵命出去的时候，就讲到他的顺服。
So we see that by faith, when Abraham offered up Isaac, he was obedient.
亚伯拉罕因着信在应许之地做客，好像在异地寄居一样。
By faith, Abraham lived as an alien in a foreign land.
就说他信心的生活是如何具体的在生活里面把它表明出来。
That every day in his life, we can see how he lived out this life of faith.
最后亚伯拉罕因着信把以撒献上。
And then finally, Abraham offered up his son Isaac.
说到他一个完全的奉献。
It speaks of a complete sacrifice.
最早晨我们要从这三方面来思想亚伯拉罕他信心的生活。
So from these three points, we're going to fellowship on the life of Abraham and his faith.
第一个我们看见亚伯拉罕因信蒙召出去的时候。
First, by faith, when Abraham was called, and he went out to a place.
我们知道刚刚读到使徒行传第七章内使徒晚章讲到亚伯拉罕的事情的时候。
We saw in Acts chapter 7 when Stephen was speaking about the matters of Abraham.
他说我们祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大尼还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀神向他显现。
Stephen says, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia.
要他离开本地亲属往神所指示的地方而去。
To leave your country and your relatives and come into the land that I will show you.
这是神第一次呼召亚伯拉罕。
This is the first time that God appeared to Abraham.
他原来是住在加勒底的乌尔。
Abraham originally lived in Ur of the Chaldeans.
耶稣啊，记忆那里告诉我们说呢，亚伯拉罕他的父亲塔拉在大河那边，他是在侍奉偶像的。
And in the book of Joshua, it records that from ancient times, your fathers lived beyond the river, namely Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor. And
so we see that Abraham, he 从前和他父亲 在 加勒底乌尔, 他们是拜偶像的。
So we see that when Abraham and his father and his family lived in Ur of the Chaldeans, they actually worshipped other gods.
有一天荣耀神向他显现,
and then one day the God of glory appeared to them, him.
他认识了独一的真神,
and then he knew the real, the true and living God. And he left behind all those other gods to worship the real God. So after God revealed himself to him, he left Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the place where God had called him.
创世纪十一章末了，那里告诉我们说，他就带着他们全家。
So in Genesis chapter 11, we read that Terah took his entire family and left the Ur of the Chaldeans. And then they arrived at Haran and settled there. And so it means that they stopped there and they no longer went forward. Why did they stop at Haran and then not move forward anymore?
我们知道神
We know that the God of glory only appeared to Abraham. God called him out of the place where he was originally living. So perhaps Abraham told his father, his parents.
也许他父亲听见说，那么好吧，那我们全家就一起离开这个地方。
So after his parents heard it, they might have said, okay, let's move out from here.
所以他就带着他儿子。 带着亚伯拉罕的妻子还有他的侄儿，然后就离开了加勒底的乌尔。And
so as a result, Terah took Abraham his son, his daughter-in-law Sarai, and Lot his nephew, and they left Ur of the Chaldeans.
然后走一段路，然后来到哈兰，他们就住在那里。And
then after walking some distance, they stopped at Haran and lived there.
也许他已经年纪老迈，已经不能够走动了。
And because Terah was advanced in age, he may not have been physically able to continue to move forward.
那亚伯拉罕可能体恤他父亲年老了，所以就住在那里。
So out of consideration for his father Terah, Abraham may have decided to stay.
我们知道，只有荣耀神只有向亚伯拉罕一个人显现。
So we know that the God of glory only appeared to Abraham.
但他出去的时候是塔拉他父亲带着他们走。
And then we know that when they left the Ur of the Chaldeans, It was with Terah and Lot.
塔拉也不知道为什么要离开这个加勒底的乌尔。
And Terah may not have known why they had to leave Ur of the Chaldeans.
塔拉可能他也不知道为什么要出去，到底要往哪里去，是为了什么。
And Terah may not have known where they needed to go and for what reason.
但是亚伯拉罕他应该是知道的。
But Abraham should have known.
但是为什么他停留在哈兰，他就不再往前走呢？
But then why did Abraham stop in Haran and stop moving forward?
我刚刚提到说，可能他娶妻父亲是那个老人家。
Perhaps, as I mentioned before, it could have been out of consideration for his father, he decided to stay.
不想再走了，所以他就跟着停在那里。
Maybe because Terah was advanced in age and he couldn't physically move forward anymore, they stayed in Haran.
弟兄姊妹，这是说到什么样的光景呢？
What, brothers and sisters, what condition does this speak of?
这好像他说到我们得救，起初得救的那个经历，那个情形。
This is like our spiritual experience when we are just saved.
有一天我们听见了福音了，我们相信主耶稣基督，认识他是我们唯一的救主。
When we hear the gospel, and that day when we first receive the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior,
我们看见他是独一的真神，除他以外没有神。
We see that He is the true God. Apart from Him, there is no other God.
我们离弃那个世俗那些虚假事物，我们归向这位独一的真神。
We leave behind all those false idols and we follow after the true and living God.
我们脱离从前那生活的光景，那个境，那个情形。
And we leave behind all our fleshly and worldly past.
不再活在许多罪中之的那些事情当中。
So that we no longer live in the pleasures of our sin.
愿意走一条属灵的道路。And
that we're willing to live a spiritual life.
但是走走走走到一段时候。
But then after we walk after a certain point.
停下来不能够再走了。
We stop and are no longer able to move forward.
为什么？因为常常说我们肉身里面许多感情事物的一些残累。
Why? Because of the burdens of our flesh and our emotions.
受许多世上人情事物的一种影响。
So this is as a result of the ways of the world.
就停在哈兰就不能再往前了。
So that we stop at Haran and we can no longer proceed forward.
我们看见今天地上许多神的儿女好像就是在这样光景里面。
We see that this is the condition of brothers and sisters today.
的确是得救，的确是已经离开本地了。
Even though we are saved, even though we are saved out of this world,
不活在从前那个许多罪恶、许多虚幻的事情里面。
And we no longer live in the lust of our flesh.
的确，好像也是走在一条属灵的道路上，并且好像走了一段时候。
And it's like after we live a spiritual life for a while.
但是为什么到一个地方、到一个地步不能再往前走了呢？
But then why is it that we reach a certain point where we are unable to move forward anymore?
就是常常说许多人情事物，说许多肉身上一些感情的事情的一个影响拦阻。
This is because we are impacted by the ways of the world where it affects us and the flesh hinders us.
就像许多有时候亲朋好友的聚集活动，我们就不参加聚会，我们就不服侍了。
It's as if because of various events that we have in our own personal lives that we no longer attend church.
我们属灵道路好像就停在这种情形里面。
It's like our spiritual life ends here.
因为身上带了许多肉身的感情的东西。
Because we carry with us these fleshly emotions.
成为我们属灵走属灵道路的一个拦阻。
And it is an obstacle, a stumbling block to our spiritual walk.
我们不知道亚伯兰他是几岁出了加勒底的乌尔。
We're not sure exactly how old Abraham was when he
left
Ur.
我们不知道他在哈兰住了几年。
And we don't know how long he lived in Haran.
但是很显然，住在哈兰这段时间里面，神就不再向他说话，不再向他显现了。
But interestingly, while Abraham was living in Haran, God no longer revealed himself to him.
可是亚伯兰落在一个属灵的黑暗的日子里面。
So we can almost say that Abraham was living in a time of darkness.
正如后来他凭着自己生出以实玛利以后。
Until after Ishmael was born.
神曾经也十三年不再向他说话。
For 13 years, God did not speak to him.
那是一个属灵黑暗的年日。
This was a time of darkness for Abraham.
曾经向他显现过的荣耀神不再向他说话了。
The God of glory who once appeared to Abraham no longer appeared to him and spoke to him.
直到什么时候神再次来向他说话来呼召他呢？
Until what time did God appear to him and speak to him again?
就是等到他父亲塔拉死了以后。
Until after his father Terah passed away.
那就是说在这个时候他脱离了肉身那些感情关系的事物的时候，神重新在向他说话，启示他自己的心意。
And it wasn't until that point when his father Terah passed away where he cast off the burdens of his emotions his emotions.
神第二次再呼召他。
And so then God spoke to him a second time.
并且这一次的呼召，神就进一步的把他的心意向他启示出来。
And then God appeared to him, spoke to him the second time, and revealed his mind to him.
吩咐他说：“你要离开本地亲属和父家。”
And God said to Abraham, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house."
我们看见在这里和第一次的呼召有点不一样。
We see that the second appearing to Abraham was different than the
first appearing. 第一次神向呼召说，不过对他说：“你要离开本地亲属。”
The first time, God only said to Abraham to leave your country and your relatives.
在这里多加上一个父家。
But then in the second time, God adds and from your father's house.
好像神在这里提醒亚伯拉罕。
It's as if God is reminding Abraham.
你之所以停在哈兰不能往前，就是这个父家这种肉身的关系影响到你。
That you stopped at Haran and because of this burden and weight of the flesh, it has hindered you from moving forward.
让他看见你不仅要离开本地亲属，更是要离开父家。
Not only do you need to go forth from your country and from your relatives, but also and also from your father's house.
在这次的呼召启示里面，神在进一步的对他说。
And so when God called him the second time, he said even further,
你要成为一个大国。
I will make you a great nation.
有一个国度要从他身上出来。
That a great nation will come forth from you.
神不仅要赐福给他，也要叫他成为别人的祝福。
That not only will God bless him, but he will be a blessing to others.
万族要因着他得福。
That through him, the world will be blessed.
所以我们看见第二次呼召里面，神就把他心意，把他托付， 更多向以亚伯兰启示出来。
So we see that in the second appearing, God reveals more of His mind to Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是也让我们看见今天在信心生活的道路上。
So we see, brothers and sisters, that this is like our life of faith today.
若是我们仍然是停留在哈兰
，If our spiritual life stops at Haran,
神就不再向我们说话。
God cannot speak to us anymore.
若是我们今天蒙恩得救以后，的确是离开原来所住之地。
If we are saved by grace and we leave this worldly life behind us,
的确好像走上走了一段的路程。
And we've walked spiritually for a certain distance.
但是因着附加因着肉身感情的关系，我们只能够停留在哈兰。
But because of the emotions of our flesh, we stop at Haran.
所以我们看见今天许多基督徒，他就是顶多住在哈兰就是了。
So we see a lot of Christians, they stop in their spiritual walk at Haran.
他的确是得救了，我们不用怀疑。
We will not dispute that they are saved. They are saved.
他的确生活好像也有改变，他不再喜欢从前他的在世界上那种生活的方式。
And we can say that they no longer live their previous sinful life.
但是他不过是在哈兰而已。
But his life ends at Haran.
他从来没有到过迦南地。
He has never entered the land of Canaan.
那意思就是说，他完全不明白神要所赐给他那在基督里面所在迦南所。一表呢，基督里面一切丰富。
In other words, he hasn't entered the land of Canaan where the fullness and riches of Christ are.
一些属灵的福气。
All the spiritual blessings.
他完全不明白。
He does not understand that.
可能他可以听许多关乎迦南的美地的好处。
He may hear of all the wonderful things in the land of Canaan.
他也听见人许多讲到迦南美地那里有河、有泉源、有水。
They may hear of the rivers, the waters, the valleys of the land of Canaan.
那里有大麦、小麦。
There he may see the large and small trees.
那里有各样的大麦、小麦那个 wheat.
Oh, the large and small wheat. Wheat and barley.
那里有许多各样的果树。
And there may be various types of fruits.
这些都是表明在基督里面神所要赐给我们一切的丰富。
And this is all in the fullness of Christ which he wants to give us.
但他从来没有真的进到迦南地。
But he has never actually entered into Canaan.
他从来没有经历到什么是基督里面的丰富。
He has never entered into the fullness of Christ.
他没有从来没有尝过在基督里面许多宝贵属灵的福气。
He has never tasted of the precious blessings of the Lord.
因为他带着身上带着许多肉身感情的东西拦阻他进到迦南地区。
Because he carries with him so much burden from the fleshly, the flesh of the world.
他顶多是住在哈兰就是。
And he lives in Haran.
弟兄姊妹，好像这是许多神儿女今天的光景。
And this is the spiritual condition of many of God's children.
不明白神拯救呼召我们的目的是什么。
They do not understand the true destination of God's calling.
所以等到他父亲塌拉死了以后。
So after his father Terah passed away,
神才第二次在向他呼召，向他说话。
God appeared to him a second time and spoke to him.
表明说，肉身天然这些感情必须要对付。
That God was basically saying that we need to deal with these emotions of ours.
当人在肉身感各种感关系感情里面对付以后，神才能重新向他说话。
That once we have dealt with the emotions of our flesh, then God can speak to us.
他才能明白神的心意是什么。
Then we can understand what God's heart and mind is.
他才能真正经历到什么是基督里面一切恩典的丰富。
That then we can enter into the fullness of Christ and understand the fullness of His grace.
我们看见当蒙恩得救以后。
So we see after we are saved by grace.
我们不是说那些肉身关系的那些感情我们就不要就把它丢弃了。
We are not saying that we should throw away all the fleshly emotions.
对，感谢。我们还是需要。
We still need it.
主耶稣说，人若爱我胜过父母兄弟姐妹，就不配做了门徒。
The Lord Jesus said that he who loves brother or son or brother or sister more than me is not worthy of me.
主耶稣不是说我们不要去爱父母兄弟姐妹。
God is not saying that we should not love our brothers and sisters.
这是我们需要爱的。
We do need to love them.
我们信主就应该更爱我们父母兄弟姐妹。
After we believe in the Lord, we should love even more so our brothers and sisters.
爱我们那些在我们肉身关系里面根本有肉身关系的那些亲朋好友。
To love those friends of ours in the world.
但是，当我们蒙恩得救以后
，But after we are saved,
我们不再受这些支配。
We are no longer controlled by these things.
但是我们可以自备这些肉身各种的关系感情。
But we are able to control these types of emotions. But we see, unfortunately, that a lot of God's children, they follow the sons and daughters. They do not lead and take the sons and daughters. So they place their sons and daughters in the first place.
当然不是单单儿女，很多家庭的那些亲朋好友那些关系也是一样。
Of course, not only with sons and daughters, but even with relationships among friends, it's the same thing.
是那些肉身的感情来控制他的整个生活。
The fleshly relationships have now controlled this Christian.
不是他控制这些感情的生活。
And it's no longer the Christian controlling these relationships in his life.
但是我们看见亚伯拉罕,
but we see Abraham.
他听见第二次呼召的时候,
after he heard the second calling,
他离开哈兰的时候,
when Abraham left Haran,
他仍然带着他的侄儿罗德走,
he took his nephew Lot with him.
他不是把罗德就撇掉了,
he did not leave Lot behind.
罗德他和他有一个亲属的关系,
Lot had a close relationship with
him. 但是我们看见以后是亚伯拉罕在支配罗德这件事情。
But we see that later on, Abraham controlled Lot.
不是罗德来支配亚伯拉罕的道路。
Lot was not the one who controlled it.
当有一天他们两个人的牧人在那相争的时候,
one day when the herdsmen of Abraham and Lot were arguing,
乃是亚伯拉罕对罗德说, 你若是偏居坐在你眼前,
it was Abraham who said that the land is before you.
你向左我就向右, 你向右我就向左,
if you go to the left, then I will go to the right. If to the right, then I will go to the left.
后来我们看见罗德有问题，有难处的时候，亚伯拉罕仍然是去把他抢救回来。
And then we see later on that when Lot had problems, Abraham rescued Lot.
所以我们看见以后亚伯拉罕的属灵生活、属灵道路完全不一样了。
So then we see that the spiritual life of Abraham changed.
他不仅离开本地亲属，他也离开父家了。
Not only did he leave the land of his relatives,
他离开的肉身感情那些受了影响。
He was not affected by the earthly relationship.
他乃是影响那些肉身关系的感情。
He was not controlled by his fleshly emotions.
所以等到他父亲死的时候,
so that when his father passed away,
神才能继续向他说话。
God was able to speak to him.
所以弟兄姊妹今天也是一样。
So brothers and sisters, it's the same thing.
若是我们今天没有好好来对付我们肉身关系的那种各种的感情的话,
if we do not carefully deal with our fleshly relationships on the earth today, we are not able to walk the spiritual path. And God is not able to reveal his mind to us. And he will not place this responsibility upon us.
除非到了有一天,
until one day,
这些肉身的关系都脱落了，都死了,
until all these fleshly relationships have died,
神才能重新向我们说话。
Then God can once again speak to us.
所以我们看见当第二次神向说话呼召的时候，他就遵命出去。
So then we see that when God called Abraham the second time, in obedience, Abraham went out.
他顺服神的吩咐，然后他就离开哈兰，就往神所应许之地而去。
And so we see that Abraham obeyed God's command and left Haran.
他有一个很确定的目标而去。
He had a solid goal in his mind.
正如以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候,
that just like when the Israelites left Egypt,
以色列大大小小他们都知道为什么要出埃及。
The Israelites, great and small, knew the reason why
they had to leave.
They knew that God was going to lead them to the land of promise.
他们要得那一块地成为他们的产业。
That land of promise would be their inheritance.
同样今天神拯救我们也是一样。
And it's the same thing when we are saved by the Lord.
我们该知道神为什么拯救我们的原因。
We need to know why God has saved us.
不错, 神不要我们落在死亡罪恶当中。
Yes, God does not want us to die in our sins and transgressions.
但是不是神拯救的一个目的。
But that is not the only reason why God saved us.
神拯救我们乃是要把我们带到迦南基督的丰富里面。
The ultimate purpose God saves us is to lead us so that we can enter into the fullness of Christ. Because this is going to be our possession and inheritance. So that we can gain more of Christ.
所以保罗他说, 他将万事看作有损,
and that is why Paul says that so that he may know the surpassing value of Christ Jesus my Lord.
服侍是为了什么？就是要得着主耶稣基督。
So why do we diligently pursue after the Lord? It is to gain more
Christ. 这是我们今天的一个目标。
And this is the goal of us.
当他出去的时候， 圣经告诉我们说他还不知道往哪里去。
When Abraham went forth, the Bible said that he did not know where he was going.
一方面他往将来神所指示的地方而去。
On one hand, God, Abraham was going towards the place that God had promised.
一方面又告诉我们说他出去的时候不知道往哪里去。
But on the other hand, the Bible doesn't tell him where he was going.
这是说到什么?
What does this speak of?
说到这条信心的道路。
This speaks of this walk of faith.
我们的确不知道怎么走。
We don't know how to walk this walk.
但是我们感谢主, 这个呼召亚伯兰的神, 他知道如何带领亚伯兰走前面的道路。
But we thank the Lord, the God of Abraham, that he was able to lead Abraham in the way to walk.
我们诗歌, 有一首诗说, 我知道主掌握明天。
We have a hymn that says, I don't know about tomorrow.
我不知道明天如何。
I don't know who holds tomorrow. Let's name the hymn. And 或是贫, I don't know about tomorrow.
或是贫穷, 或是饥饿。
It may bring me poverty.
但是那看顾麻雀的主, 他必看顾我。
But the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me.
或是遇到, 快乐, 或是遇到灾祸,
whether in joy or in sadness.
但是我们却知道主, 他必引领我们走这一条路途。
But we know that no matter what, God leads us every step of the way.
另外一首诗歌也告诉我们说,
and there's another hymn that says,
我深知凡事临到我, 有他的美意, 我们不需要在那猜测。
And there's another hymn that says that, for I know whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
所以我们看以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候,
so we know that when the Israelites left Egypt,
有银柱火柱在那里前面带领他们,
there was a pillar of fire that led them.
这一条路他们未曾走过的道路,
and this was a walk that they had walked before.
这是旷野可怕的道路,
this was a scary walk in the wilderness.
他们的确不知道往哪里走,
they did not know where to go.
到底下一站要, 要走到哪里去,
they don't know where the next place of destination would be.
但是神知道,
but God knows.
因为他既然把他们拯救出来,
but because God rescued them,
神就负责带他们一生的道路,
God led them all their life.
当我们去读诗篇78篇的时候,
and then when we read Psalm chapter 78,
在这一篇里面记载许多以色列人历史,
it records the history of Israel.
讲到他们在埃及为奴之家, 神怎样用大人的手把他们带领出来,
it records how God led the Israelites out of Egypt.
他们在旷野许多, 表现, 许多犯罪的光景,
it speaks of all the sins they committed in the wilderness.
神在那里吃马拉, 用水来供应他们肉身上的需要,
God fed them with manna and water to nourish their needs.
但是他们仍然在犯罪得罪神,
but yet they still sinned against God.
也讲到最终把神, 连那个四楼的, 在四楼的那个废墓神都弃绝掉了,
and that, that the Israelites, oh, in Shiloh, oh, God abandoned them.
把耶柜交在腓力士人手中,
God let, gave them into the hands of the Philistines.
叫耶柜被掳了,
and then the ark of the tabernacle was still taken.
但是很奇妙, 到诗篇78篇最后一节的话,
but then in the last verse of Psalm chapter 78,
却告诉我们说,
it tells us,
神是按他心中的纯正, 他手中的巧妙来牧养他们。
It says that God shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them with his skillful hands.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
一生的道路, 神都是用他心中的纯正, 和他手中的巧妙来带领牧养我们。
We thank God that all throughout our life, God leads us according to the integrity of his heart and guides us.
所以当亚伯兰出去的时候，他不知道往哪里去。
So when Abraham went out, he did not know where he was going.
他不知道今天的道路如何。
He did not know the path, what the path would be before him.
他不知道明天会遇到什么事情。
He does not know what could take place tomorrow.
但他知道一件事情,
but he knows one thing,
神必带领他,
that God will lead him.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们稍微有点经历的话, 我们都能够体会到, 神是这样一位神。
So brothers and sisters, if we take the time to reflect, we can see that God is such a understanding God.
当我们走在人生道路上的时候，常常有时候遇到一些环境、一种情形的时候
，that as we walk our life on this earth, when we come across certain circumstances,
我们真是不知道往哪里去。
We may not know where to go.
但是感谢神，好像忽然之间，也不说忽然之间，好像我们就看见神就有奇妙的带领，是不是
？But thank God that He has this wonderful way of leading us, right?
我不知道该。是不是提该提到我个人一点的经历
？I'm not sure if I should speak of my own personal experience.
从来我们在这里从来没有公开的跟弟兄姊妹提到这件事情。
I have actually never mentioned this to any of the brothers and sisters here.
是偶一几少大概几次在少数人聚会当中曾经简单的稍微提到一下。
Only among maybe a few, I have briefly mentioned this.
二十几年前，我在还在南部休斯顿的时候。
About 20 years ago, when I was a student and at Nambu.
Nambu.
Nambu. Oh, Houston. Oh, south, down south.
有一阵子我身体不好。
One day, my body was ill.
医生要叫我好好休息在家。
And the doctor told me to get rest at home.
所以我大概半年时间没有聚会，也没有服侍。
So there was about half a year where I did not go to church or serve the Lord.
所以在那段时间里面，人不仅身体弱，属灵也是非常软弱。
So during that time, not only was my physical body weak, but my spiritual
body was weak. 所以那时候就有感觉说想要离开那里。
So there was a feeling I had to leave there.
想要回到西安去，因为我是原来是住在那里的。
To return and go back to Asia because originally I lived there. West Coast, sorry.
房子卖掉了。
And to sell my house.
我姊妹工作也辞掉了。
And I lost my job.
不是 quit 的
job. Oh, I quit my job.
My wife.
Oh, my wife quit her job.
准备搬家回到西安去，我想，就回到西安去。
To prepare to move to the West Coast.
搬家事情都安排好了。
All the matters relating to this moving has already had all been arranged.
很快就准备，搬到那里去了。
And pretty soon we would be ready to move there.
后来有位连长弟兄听到我，就知道我的事情。
But then an elder brother heard about my situation.
问我说要不要到东岸来。
But then asked, do I want to move to the east coast?
就说指这边就聚会，他说他们那边需要一位也比较年轻的弟兄来。
Which is this fellowship here where they were seeking a young brother.
我说不要，我说一个人都不认识，我不想到那边去。
I said no, I myself don't even really know the Lord. I don't want to go. I'm not really familiar with the area. I don't want to go there.
最起码西岸总是住过几年，那些认识一些人。
Because I lived in the West Coast for a few years, at least I know some people.
到底神怎么带我不晓，我总是回到那边再说吧。
And I said.We'll see how God leads when I get there, then we'll see.
像主神一定会带领的。
God will definitely lead us.
后来那个连长弟兄跟我讲说，那不去没关系，也不一定要去吧，就去看看吧。
And then the other brother said, you don't have to go. And I said, I'll see.
那我说好吧，那就去看看吧。
And I said, okay, let me go take a look.
所以就到东岸来，在这里住了两个礼拜。
So I came to the east coast and lived for 2 weeks.
然后跟弟兄们有一点交通
and had fellowship with brothers and sisters,
觉得灵非常通
and felt it was very transparent,
非常通
the spirit was flowing.
两个礼拜要回去以后之前弟兄们说盼望我过来
and after 2 weeks the brother said that he hoped that he would come back
come here
oh stay here oh, come here
那我说回去需要祷告一下
So I said that I need to go back and pray about it.
我回去祷告的时候，觉得好像主有这样带领。
So I prayed about it, and I felt that the Lord had this leading.
那我就决定要来了。
So I decided to come here.
你知道那时候搬家的事情都安排好了。
So all the matters regarding my moving had already been arranged.
马上就要搬家了。
And very soon I was going to move.
然后就跟搬家公司说对不起，我现在搬到东岸去。
So then I had to tell them that, oh, I'm sorry, I have to move to the East Coast.
很奇妙的。
It's very strange.
神就这样带领。
God leads us in this way.
好像出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
It's as if when we go out, we don't know where we're going.
但是在感觉里面好像还有那么一点点信心。
But within us, we feel like there's still this little bit of faith.
神还 神必会带领我。
That God will lead me.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是亚伯汉当时的一个情形。
Brothers and sisters, this is the situation of Abraham.
他听见神的呼召，他就遵命出去了。
He heard God's calling and in obedience.
但他出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
And when he went out, he did not know.
他不知道下一步是怎么走。
He did not know what his next step would
be. 但他知道他所相信的神必会带领他。
But he knew that the God who that his God would lead him.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天地上信心生活的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the life of faith for us today.
然后第二个，因着信。
And by faith.
他在应许之地做客，好像在异地居住。
That by faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land.
使徒行传第七章那里，使徒王告诉我们说。
Acts chapter 7, Stephen tells us.
那一块神所应许给他的地，神在那里没有给他一块地方可以住。
That.God gave him a land, not a land for him to live in.
这一块应许地是给亚伯拉罕的。
This land of promise was for Abraham.
这一块地是属乎他的。
This land belonged to him.
但是圣经却告诉我们说，在那块地上，没有地方是让他可以居住的。
But we see that there's no other place for him to live in.
原来他是在那里做客。他在那个异地，就是一个外国地方居住就是了。
So we see that he lived there as an alien, as in a foreign land.
因为那一块地不是神真正要给他的。
Because that's not the land that God really wants to give him.
所以因着信，他在地上过怎样的生活呢
？So by faith, what kind of life did he live?
从创世纪里面看见，他在信心的生活有两个记号。
So that we see in Acts, there are two things recorded.
他在那边筑祭坛，在那边搭帐篷。
That he lived in tents.
这是亚伯兰在信心生活里面一个具体的一个表现。
That this is a concrete example.
所以创世纪十二章十三章那里记载亚伯兰有三次在筑祭坛。
So it's recorded in the book of Genesis that three times God set up an altar.
他每到一个地方，他总是筑一座祭坛。
That everywhere he stopped, he built an altar.
他总是先来到神面前，在那边敬拜神、亲近神。
First he would come draw near to God and worship him.
他知道他走这条信心的道路，他不能没有神。
He knew that in this life of faith, he had to have God.
他必须常常来到神面前来亲近他。
He had to always draw near to God.
来交通他。
To fellowship with him.
从他得到服侍。
From him to gain
得到力量
support,
得到恩典
to receive
grace, 好像他信心生活能够继续维持下去他在那里和神有一个美好的交通所以弟兄姊妹可以看见什么是信心生活具体的表现呢
So brothers and sisters what can we say is the concrete example of
记得信心常常来到神面前来亲近他来仰望他
It's toDraw near to him and to look to him.
好叫神的恩典继续能够临到我们身上。
So that God's grace can come upon us.
这是整个信心道路的一个重要的一个根基。
This is a foundation of faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们看见今天我们要走一个信心的道路。
So brothers and sisters, when we walk this life of faith,
我们必须常常来到神面前。
We need to constantly come before God.
必须常常有祭坛的生活。
We need to have this life of building.
我们看见今天许多神的儿女为什么信心的道路没办法继续走下去
？Why is it that a lot of brothers and sisters are not able to proceed forward?
人只看外面他所遭遇的环境，可能是那么不容易，很多事情搅扰他。
That even though from the outside, if you're from the outside looking at this person, there may be so many hardships this person is going through.
但是真正的原因乃是在里面的。
But the real reason is from within.
乃是他和神之间的关系有了一个难处，或是说他和神没有一个好的一个关系。
That he has a good relationship with God.
人总是看外面的表现。
A lot of times people look at the outside.
外面不过是个现象就是了。
The outside is just like an image.
里面才是一个真正的原因。
It's the inside that is the true.
所以信心的道路能够一直往前走，并且能够所造自重。
So that in this life of faith,
乃是一个人是不是常常来到神面前，活在神面前。
It's about whether or not a person is always living before the Lord.
就像诗篇所说，像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Just like Psalm says that it's like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
他就不怕炎热。
That the leaves will not wither.
他能够照样四季能够结出果子来。
And that this tree may bear fruits.
因为他里面得到供应，得到服侍。
Because he He receives nourishment and strength.
因为他在隐藏生活里面，他才能常常亲近神自己。
Because in his daily life, he always draws near.
所以他能够胜过环境的熬炼，胜过环境的试炼。
So that he can overcome any difficulty and hardship.
然后他信心里面一直往前走。
And his faith is continued to be able to move forward.
所以我们看见。 亚伯兰他不管到什么地方，他头一件事情乃是先站在有祭坛，先来到神面前。
So we see that no matter what circumstance, Abraham always builds the altar.
这是他能够走信心道路的一个非常重要的一个因素。
So this is an important principle here.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天所过信心生活一个很重要的因素。
So that brothers and sisters, when we live this life of faith, this building an altar in our
spiritual life is very important. 除非我们有这样的生活。
Unless we have this life,
不然我们是不可能过一个信心的生活,
then we are not able to live this life of faith.
我们很快就在这条道路上就出去了。
We may very quickly just leave this place.
正如以色列百姓他们起初出埃及的时候，我们相信他们是有信心的。
When the Israelites left Egypt, we do believe that they had this faith.
但是他们没有继续。 活在神面前,
but they did not continue to live before God.
最终走不到终点,
so that they were not able to enter directly into the land of Canaan.
中途都倒闭在旷野里啊,
because, and then they fell in the wilderness.
所以希伯来书才告诉我们说他们坚持那起初的信心。
So that's why in Hebrews it tells us about this faith.
所以我们看见他们这些起初有信心从有
So that we see that it is by faith that they came out of Egypt.
但是为什么最终倒闭在旷野呢?
But why is it that they fell in the wilderness?
为什么他们在那边遇到很多难处的时候，他们就在花怨言呢?
Why is it that when in their difficulties they complained?
因为他们没有活在神面前。
Because they did not live before God.
所以弟兄姊妹说，这条信心道路实在需要回到常常回到神面前来。
So when we live this life of faith, we need to always come before God.
因为他是我们生命的供应者。
Because He is the supplier.
他供应我们走这条道路上所有需要的一个恩典的供应。
He gives us the strength and grace that we need to live out this life.
所以在亚伯兰新生活里面，头一点让我们看见他站在主祭坛。
So that's why in the life of Abraham, we see that he by faith dwelled in tents.
说到他和神的关系。
And that he had this relationship with God.
在亚伯兰新生活里面，第二个特点，第二个记号，乃是在那边支搭帐篷。
We see that the first thing in Abraham's life is this building of tents.
说到他和这个世界的关系。
And it speaks of his relationship with the world.
他在那里是过一个寄居客里的生活。
That he lived his life as an alien in this land.
所以弟兄姊妹，当一个人和神有一个正常关系的时候，
So when a Christian has a normal relationship.
他就知道如何来看待这个世界。
He knows how to see this world.
他就知道如何和这个世界该有怎样的关系。
He knows where his relationship with the world is.
他在支搭帐篷。
He knows that he needs to build tents.
让我们看见他知道在地上不过是寄居客里，很短暂的就要过去了。
That this Christian knows that his life on earth is temporary.
因为这世界不是我们的家。
Because this Christian is an alien and this world is not our home.
所以后面就讲到这些信心的见证，他们要回到他们自己天上那更美的家乡。
So that's why these witnesses of faith desired a better country.
所以当亚伯兰在支搭帐篷的时候，
So when Abraham built the tent,
那我们看见这个帐篷有一天都要拆毁。
We know that one day these tents need to be taken down.
帐篷是暂时使用一下。
Tents are just temporary.
不是永远的固定在那里。
They're not permanently fixed.
说到我们和这个世界关系就是这样子。
And so it speaks of our relationship with
the world. 地上几十年短暂的时间就过去了。
Our years on this earth is so short.
我们心不是把它放在这个地上。
We do not place our trust and heart on this earth.
历史历代许多有信心的见证，他们心都是放在天上。
But all these witnesses of faith put their hope
放在他永远里面。
And trust in the better country in the heaven.
他们在信心里面，他们在地上过寄居客里的生活，在支搭帐篷。
And that these witnesses of faith lived as aliens in this land, dwelling in tents.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天在地上信心生活里面所要表明出来一个记号。
Brothers and sisters, this is the type of lifestyle that we need to exemplify in our lives.
我们看见时间过得非常快。
We see that time flies by.
我们看见一代一代就一代人过去，一代人又在过去了。
We see that generations come and generations go.
一下子我们年纪就老了。
And before we know it, we are aged.
当我母亲过世的时候，
When my mother passed away,
我们有个亲人，
We had a relative.
他说,
he or she said.
She
said.
他说, 再来就轮到我们了。
Soon it will be our turn.
没有想到一年半以后他就过世了。
Not knowing that within a year and a half she would pass away.
很快。
It's so fast.
可能下一次就轮到我们了。
Next, we may be next.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见地上的不过是个帐篷，不过是个寄居客旅的生活，就是了。
So we see that our life is a life of dwelling in tents, as living as aliens in this land.
我刚刚讲那个亲戚，他不过是七十来岁而已啊，不是八九十岁哈。
And this relative that I was speaking about, she was only 70 something years, not 80 something years.
所以看见亚伯拉罕在那过一个支搭帐篷的生活。
So we see that Abraham was one who lived in a life, dwelled as in tents.
看见地上不过是暂时的,
he saw that this world is only temporary.
永远家,永远父山等着我们回去,
that our eternal Father waits for us to return to him.
第三个, 亚伯拉因着信,
third, Abraham by faith, when he was tested, offered up Isaac.
这是亚伯拉信心达到一个最高峰的一个时候。
This is probably when Abraham reached the climax of his faith.
这是亚伯拉一生信心生活，经过许多软弱，经过许多学习，到最后达到一个高峰。
That after learning all these lessons in his life, after all these testing, he reached this pinnacle.
神在吩咐他说：“把你所爱的，把你的独生儿子献在祭坛上。”
And God commanded Abraham to offer up his son, his only begotten son.
以撒是神所应许赐给他那个儿子。
And Isaac was the only son that God gave to Abraham.
神允许这个儿子要生出许多的子孙来。
And God promised Abraham that through Isaac he would have many descendants. That it is through the son Isaac that God promised to give him an inheritance.
从以撒生出的子孙要像天上的星、海边的沙那样多。
That through Isaac he would bless, God would bless Abraham so that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in heaven as the sand by the seashore.
却吩咐他说，把你的儿子献在燔祭坛上。
And then now God calls Abraham to offer up his only begotten son Isaac on the altar.
当这个儿子献上的时候，神的应许怎么应验成就在以撒身上呢？
So Abraham may wonder, if I offer up Isaac, how can God's promise be fulfilled?
创世纪22章那记载。
Genesis chapter 22
records. 当亚伯拉带着儿子以撒，到了摩利亚山上的时候，
that Genesis chapter 2 records that when Abraham was leading Isaac up on Mount Moriah,
以撒问他父亲说：“火和柴都好，都有了。”
Isaac said to his father, "Behold the fire and the wood."
燔祭的羊羔在哪里？
But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
亚伯拉回答他儿子说：
Abraham replied to his son and said,
神必预备燔祭的羔羊。
God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
亚伯拉罕他有个信息。
Abraham had this faith.
他知道神必预备燔祭的羔羊。
He knew that God will prepare the lamb.
因为他知道即使把这个儿子献上了。
Because he knew that when Abraham knew that when he would offer up Isaac,
亚伯拉罕知道神可以叫死人复活。
That Abraham knew that God could raise him back up from the dead.
所以当他把儿子放在祭坛上的时候,
so when Abraham offered up his son Isaac and placed him on that altar,
准备要用刀下手,
and when he was ready to stretch out his hand against him,
有使者就从天上呼叫说, 亚伯拉罕, 亚伯拉罕,
the angel called out to Abraham and said, Abraham, Abraham,
不可在这个童子身上下手,
do not stretch out your hand against the lad.
我知道你是敬畏神的。
And do nothing to him, for I know for now I know that
you're
God. Since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
这一件事情,
through this instance,
神在那里指着自己启示说,
God himself revealed and said,
论福要赐大福, 给你,
that I will greatly bless you.
论子孙，你的子孙要像天上的星、海边的沙那样多。
And I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand
which is on the seashore.
And your seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
我们看见神的应许，一方面是坚定起初对亚伯拉罕的应许。
On the one hand, we see that God's promise was to Abraham.
禄福我要赐福给你。
That he would bless him.
论子孙，我要把让你的子孙多如天上星、海边的沙那样。
And that he would greatly multiply his seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the
seashore.但是我们看见神在那里说了更多的话。But
then we see that God said even more
words.你的子孙要得到仇敌的门。And
your seed shall possess the gate of their
enemies.为什么神的启示又扩大了呢？
Why is God's revelation expanded even more?
因为亚伯听从神的话。
Why? Because Abraham obeyed his voice.
因着他这次听从神的启示就更大一点了。Because
Abraham obeyed God's voice, God gave Abraham more revelation.
神的心意就向他更大的敞开了。And
God revealed more of his mind and heart.
他就知道神将来所要做的事情。So
that Abraham would know what God would do.
因为这个子孙就是预表我们主耶稣基督。Because
this son typifies the Lord Jesus.
从他要生出许多的子孙来。And
from him would come forth many descendants.
我们这些都是从主耶稣基督里面所生出来的。And
we are all descendants of the Lord Jesus.
他得着仇敌的门。He
possessed the gate of the enemy.
他战胜仇敌魔鬼。He
defeated the enemy.
都是因着亚伯那一次的顺从神的话。
And it is all because Abraham obeyed God's voice.
所以我们看见亚伯一生信心的道路，信心的生活。
So we see the life of faith in Abraham's life.
最后达到一个高峰。
And lastly, he reached his pinnacle.
因着敬畏神，完全奉上，毫无保留。
Because he was obedient and reverent, he offered up what was most precious to him.
他最终所得到是什么呢？
And what did he gain?
就是神的自己。
He gained God himself.
因为敬畏神。
Because he worshipped God.
连他所爱的独生的儿子都献上了。
Even he was willing to offer up his only begotten son.
这就讲到我们天上的神，我们的父。
This tells us about God our Father in heaven.
爱的缘故，把他亲爱的儿子，独生的儿子，献在祭坛上。
For love's sake, he offered up his only begotten son on the altar.
因着他儿子所成就救赎工作。
So that he would accomplish the work of redemption.
因着一粒麦子落在地里，死了。
Unless a seed falls into the ground and dies,
就结出许多子粒来,
then it can bear much, it will not be able to bear much fruit.
就是我们这些蒙恩的儿女。
And this fruit that has been born are us children of God.
这是亚伯兰信心生活里面最后所带出来一个启示。
And this is the revelation that was revealed to Abraham in his life of faith.
所以我们看见亚伯兰的信息。
So we see Abraham's faith.
虽然他一生的道路里面有起有落,
even though in Abraham's walk of faith there were ups and downs,
也有失败也有软弱的时候,
and there are times of weaknesses,
但是这位神所呼召的人,
the one whom God calls,
神起初呼召的旨意永远不改变,
God's will never change,
神的信实永远是不改变,
God's faithfulness, God's
信实不改变, faith.
Faith will not change.
他起了头，必要做成他的工作。
He will accomplish his work.
同样，我们这些蒙召的儿女也是一样。
The same thing applies to us children of God.
即使在我们信心生活里面有许多失败软弱的时候,
even though in our lives we may have many hardships and difficulties,
但是神拯救我们的呼召永远是不改变。
But what God saves us, that will never change.
最终总要把我们带到荣耀国度里面。
And he will lead us into his glorious kingdom.
好像他自己得到更多荣耀,
so that he may gain more glory.
求神是恩待我们,
we ask that God would be gracious to us.
借着信心的见证人,
that through these witnesses of faith,
他们在地上的生活,
and the life that they lived,
成为我们的激励,
would be our strength and example.
这样的效法他们的信心,
so that we would mimic and imitate their faith.
让我们知道如何来地上过信心的生活，走地上的道路。
So that we would know how to live out this life of faith and to walk out our life on earth.
我们讲到这里。
As sharing ends here,
请听带我们做些祷告。
Brother will share a prayer, conclude with prayer.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
听我们第一次的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we praise you, Lord, that what you desire to accomplish, you will fulfill.
我们感谢你, 因为你所起的意, 你必要成就。
We praise you, Father, for the examples you have given us through the witnesses of Abel, Enoch, Noah, and Abraham.
阿爸父神，我们感谢你，因为你将这些信心的先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、以诺，你都向我们启示。
We ask Father that you would increase our faith.
阿爸也求你保守我们，增加我们的信心。
So that we could have a faith like Abraham's.
我们能像亚伯拉罕一样有这样的信心。
That we know that our lives on this earth are temporary.
我们知道我们在世上是短暂的。
And that we are but aliens on this earth.
我们是寄居的，是外面的人。
So Father, we ask that you would give us this vision.
让我们有这样的看见。
To always desire that better country.
让我们有更好的心智。
And Father, we ask that you would give us a faith like Abraham.
阿爸，我们再求你赐给我们亚伯拉罕的信心。
That we would be willing to give you everything in our life. Just like Abraham was willing to offer up his only son. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to lead us in our walk of faith with you.
阿爸，求你继续看顾我们，让我们凭着信心跟从你。
So we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us through your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise you. Pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名，我们祈求。Amen. Amen.
We thank the Lord for the message delivered through our brother.
我们感谢我们的主，记得弟兄向我们所释放的信。